With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
This week on the Guitar Nerds podcast, it's the quiz. That's right, Jay Cross has come up with some fiendishly difficult questions to challenge us all with. And we even do a little bonus mini quiz over on the Patreon episode. If you want to hear it, patreon.com/guitar nerds, where from as little as $1 a month, you can support the Guitar Nerds podcast. $5 a month gives you access to an extra half an hour of Guitar Nerds content every week, as well as exclusive interviews and little mini series. patreon.com/guitar nerds.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the world's greatest guitar podcast, Guitar Nerds. I am your host, Jay Cross, joined this evening by Mark Packham.
Who put the ram in a ram-a-lama ding-dong?
Matt Knight.
Hello there.
And no one else.
Oh, you've always wanted to do that, haven't you?
I have, yeah. I've been building up to this for a really long time. Yeah. Hello, everybody. My name is Jay Cross. For the first time ever, I'm hosting a podcast. I'm very excited, gang.
Why are you hosting the podcast, Jay Cross?
I'm hosting the podcast this week, Joe Branton, because last time we were all gathered together, it was announced very excitingly and hurriedly that we were going to be doing another episode of our semi-annual quiz.
Biannual.
I would say semi, because it doesn't happen twice a year every year. Sometimes it happens more than twice
a
year.
Wait, what episode is this? Because this is every...
Is this 200?
This is 158. Eight episodes today.
Nowhere near 200.
We're eight episodes late.
Yeah, but part of that was NAMM. That threw us off.
Right.
So. It did.
Eight episodes is quite late. That's
but this is
2 months.
Is this the fifth quiz we've done, I think so.
Yeah, yes. Think so.
Maybe.
No, fourth. It's the fourth. Because I've won two and Matt and Mark have won one each. How many have you won, Joe?
I've hosted two.
Right, okay. Fantastic.
In fact, wasn't the quiz was my idea.
It was, yeah. But I mean, so any time that you complain about what we're doing here, it's only ever you,
you know,
yourself to blame.
It has worn really thin. I'm really bored with the quizzes now. I think it's something we should abandon.
It's because you lose every time.
I tell you, the amount of messages and stuff I've been getting from people over the last couple of weeks saying, is it the quiz this week? Is it the quiz this week? Well, let me tell you, my friends, listening in your car or the number 17 bus from Horsham to Brighton, yes it is the quiz.
Shall we begin?
First of all, the real quiz. So I've got a shoe here. We need to see who can throw it furthest in order to so in order to eliminate any accusations of biases or anything, I'm gonna throw it open. Who wants to go first? I haven't made any decisions yet. How are we gonna do this? Who wants to start?
I think just because he's oldest and because of the handicap rule, Joe Branton should start.
Joe Branton's gonna go first. So we'll go clockwise.
I think we need to make it clear in each round if the question can pass on if someone doesn't get it.
Agreed.
So if it's a, you know, who answers first type.
Are you going to explain the rules for each round?
I am, because there are varying rules for each round.
That's nice.
Most of them is pretty simple though, because I did write it whilst I was quite hungover a couple of weeks ago.
Wonderful.
I'm ready.
Okay, so Joe Branton, you will be going first.
Yes.
We will then be going clockwise round to the severed head of Matt Knight on Mark's computer screen.
Shall I introduce the round?
No. Oh. Yeah, you can.
Round one.
Okay, so this round, the first round, I wanted to make sure that everyone felt involved. I wanted to make sure that everybody felt comfortable, get into the groove of things. You're going to be answering questions. So we've got a bit of a throw-away round to begin with. There are three questions each, and this round is, which of the following is largest, an elephant or the moon? So, answers can be passed over.
So what are the rules of this? Which is largest?
No, that's just the name of the round.
Oh, right, okay, fine.
Which of the following is largest, an elephant or the moon?
Okay, it's fine.
That is because the questions are quite easy.
Oh, right.
I wanted to give everyone a chance to feel warmed up.
Right, I'm ready.
Joe Branton, question one.
Okay. Which of these is largest?
Wait, if the questions get passed over, how do they get passed over? In a clockwise fashion?
They get passed over in a clockwise fashion.
Okay.
So, for example, I'm going to ask Joe a question. If he gets the question wrong, it will pass to you, Matt Knight. If you get that question right, you get a point, and then you also get the opportunity to answer the next question. If, however, Joe gets it wrong and you get it wrong, Mark then answers it correctly, it then reverts back to you because it was your question number two.
So just how it's worked every single time we've done the quiz.
Yes.
I am so confused.
Just answer the questions.
Joe Branton, question one. Leo Fender was born in which state?
Oh!
California.
Correct.
I was really hoping you'd get that wrong.
I think that's kind of a trick question. That was the kind of question that someone will get wrong.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe he's from Texas.
Matt Knight, name the odd one out. Nanoweb, OptiWeb. Oh, sorry, Nanoweb, PolyWeb, OptiWeb, or CobbyWeb.
I will go with CobbyWeb.
That is correct. The other three are Elixir strings. CobbyWeb is something I made up.
Very good.
Tick. Mark Packham, name any current guitar that comes equipped with an EMG 81.
Oh,
any current guitar that comes equipped with an EMG 81.
I'm going to say the Epiphone Matt Heafy six-string model.
I'm just going to quickly check that.
I'm glad. I mean,
I'm sure it's true. Oh, what do you want me to do? You want me to have every single guitar?
Yes, I do. Or have a better question.
I think this is a fantastic question because it is relying on me checking. And I'm going to tell you.
The man reads the internet on the podcast.
You are correct.
Yes.
The Matt Heafy does, in fact, come with the fantastically classical set of an EMG 81 and an 85. Joe Branton, your second question.
Ready.
I do apologise. This is another Fender question. I wrote this question about an hour ago. How many frets does a Fender Mustang bass have?
Ooh. I wonder if it's less. 19.
19?
Yeah.
Is correct.
Oh, yes.
Could have been tripped up there.
I wouldn't have got that.
Would you not? What would you have said?
21.
21.
Mm. I would have said 20.
Short scale.
There we go.
15 on a bass 5. Good number.
Really? There we go. Matt Knight.
15 frets?
Yeah, because it has a high C. The idea that Fender were coming up with was that you would move across the board, not up the board.
Yeah.
15.
That really took off.
Matt Knight. Ironic,
yes.
Considering his name, which member of ZZ Top is least likely to be seen wearing sunglasses?
Oh, least likely. I'm going to go with Frank Beard.
Correct. That was playing off the famous
who
the famous beard. Joke. Yeah, I just felt like explaining it. Mark Packham.
Hello.
First released in 1977. The Gibson RD was considered an unhappy marriage of traditional and modern design, due in part to its body shape and the inclusion of active pickups. But what does RD stand for?
Ooh. Do you know what? I don't think I know that one.
No, Mark Packham, the first potential casualty.
I said I don't think I know.
Okay.
I'm going to say the second word is design.
Okay.
And the first word is really good.
Mark Packham going for the classic business technique of really good design.
Yeah.
And Well, I'm afraid that's incorrect.
They had good electronics and really good design.
Joe Branton, the question gets passed over.
I'm afraid I also don't know this one, so I will go for rock design.
Rock design. is incorrect. Matt Knight.
Oh, God.
The opportunity of an early bonus point there for Matty Knight.
I know. I really don't know. So I'm going to go for really detailed.
Really detailed. So just so as we're...
It comes back around to me, right?
We're here now. Mark went with that that well-known business technique of whatever it was that you
really
said.
Really good design.
Really good design. Joe went with rock design. And Matt thought it was whatever you thought
really
it was.
Really detailed.
Really detailed. The answer is, of course, research...
Development.
And development.
Right.
Oh, God.
So there we go.
Why don't we think of that?
Missed out the A.
I'm going to throw... Well, then it would have been the Gibson Rad, which would have been quite good, actually. Yeah. I'm going to throw out the opportunity of a bonus point here. There will be a few opportunities for bonus points.
Are we all jumping in on this one?
Anyone can jump in on this one. Bonus point, if you can tell me, who designed the active circuitry?
Moog.
Who designed the active circuitry?
Robert Moog.
There we go. Well, congratulations. Mark P saves himself
much,
there.
There's too much of a latency lag.
Oh, sorry, Matt. Yeah, that's correct.
So, anyway, it's fine.
Gibson at the time was owned by the Norlin Corporation, who also had Bob Moog on the payroll. So they just went like, mate, you... And he's like, no, I need to make these synths. And they're like, no, just come over here for... I don't know, how long did it take you to design circuitry? 20 minutes?
Something like that, yeah.
Probably that's all it took.
Easy.
Yeah, Joe Branton.
Yes.
The perfect Joe Branton question.
Wonderful.
What decade was the first Manson Matt Bellamy signature released?
What decade?
What decade?
I wonder if they were big enough in the 90s to get a Manson signature model. I'm going to say maybe not, so I would say the 2000 to 2010 decade. What do you call that decade?
The noughties.
Yeah, that
the
one.
Noughties. Well, Joe Branton, considering this episode, this part of the quiz is called Which of the Following is Largest, an Elephant or the Moon? You are correct.
Yes!
And it was not a trick question. Joe has got the first 3 points on the board, ready to go. Matt Knight, what are the names of the new Fender bass amps?
Oh,
Matt and I would have known this question had he been on the podcast just last week. So I'm very glad that neither of you two got this.
Yep.
I know they're Rumbles and I know they're digital. So I'm just going to say Rumble Digital.
Let's get ready to Rumble Digital. I'm afraid, Matt, that is not correct. Mark Packham, it gets thrown over to you.
Rumble 50
and
Rumble 800.
I need the full names, or maybe I'm just going to say.
Maybe I'm just going to say.
Oh, okay, Matt. If you can think that you can,
because you can't pass it back.
I mean, that's what we referred to them as last week.
It's not, because they do have proper names.
The Rumble, the Fender Rumble
bass. Oh,
this
is unbelievable.
50.
No. See, no, I'm going to pass
it. I'm going to pass it over to Joe
and then probably give half a point to you and half a point to you.
What?
Go on.
But the numbers aren't part of it.
Okay, what are they?
With the
Rumble Home
Studio
and
Studio
and Rumble Stage. Yeah, I got it.
You can't.
I'm going to give you half a point each.
Yes.
I think you both did all right there. I feel it would have been unfair. Anyway, Matt Knight.
No, it's me now.
No, you've had your question. Oh, no, you haven't had your question.
Exactly.
Mark Packham.
So I think I'm about to take the lead. Oh, no, I'm about to draw neck and neck,
potentially
with
potentially.
Brentos.
Question nine, the final question in the in this sub part of the quiz. TC Electronic have brought out some fantastic products over the last 12 months or so, but they risked everything by giving a tone print to which stupid idiot?
Well, I mean, there's a whole... this is subjective, obviously, because...
Incorrect. Joe, over to you.
No.
No, okay, no. You're right, but it is not subjective.
Okay. Joseph B. Ranton.
That is correct. Joe Branton, who, of course, got his own... vibrato.
It was a vibrato.
Vibrato time.
We were talking about that today at work, actually, because the guys wanted to hear what it sounds like, and I showed them it.
And they immediately turned it off.
It's so good. It's so good. It's called Inky Vibe, and it's
more like Stinky Vibe.
It's a vibrato that's so slow that Winky you can vibe. Hear it shift between the two notes.
Pinky Vibe.
And I made the notes a quarter tone.
What do you mean by that?
So, you know, vibrato goes woo 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 woo, where mine goes but in quarter tones.
Vibrato is a shift of pitches, and you can select the pitch width.
Matt, you're not Googling, are you?
No, I actually know what vibrato is, unlike Joe, who just knows what it does by sound.
Okay, just going wee.
It sounds great.
Oh, well, there we go. So we move swiftly over. Don't look at this. You're not allowed to.
Oh, that's the scores.
Yeah, I don't want it. We need the suspense.
Okay, fine.
Moving over to the next part of the quiz. This is Points Blitz Part 1. There will be a couple of Points Blitzes here. This is another option, another little opportunity for everyone to get some points on the board.
Are we all jumping in, or is it?
We're not jumping in per se. We're going clockwise. And what we're doing here is you need to take it in turns to name a colour from the current range of American professional, from the American professional range. So that can be any of them: Strats, Tellys, Jazz Bass, P Bass, Jazzmasters, Jaguars. So anything from the American pro range. We will start with Joe Branton. We will then go to Matt Knight. We will go to Mark Packham. If you get one incorrect, you are eliminated, and the other two participants may continue until either one of those is eliminated. In which point, the final person can continue.
I've got a question.
Yes.
Are all of these rounds sponsored by Fender?
No.
Okay, good.
I'm going to struggle here because I don't know any of them.
Joe, I think this is where Joe Branton's going to pick up some serious pointage.
No,
we will start with Joe Branton.
Olympic White.
Joe, I'm afraid you're correct. Matt, you're up.
Black.
You are correct.
Well, there it is. Those are the two. Those are the two standards out of the way. Okay.
They're not standards. They're standard
professionals. Three color sunburst.
Three color sunburst is in fact the sunburst that's currently rocking and rolling. Joe Branton.
Is it not three tone sunburst?
It's three color sunburst.
Oh, really? You sure?
Yes, I would have accepted tone anyway.
They added some new colours to the professional range.
Correct. Which is why I added the qualifier current.
Okay, right. So Candy Apple Red.
Candy Apple Red is indeed a current colour. Matt Knight, over to you.
I'm trying to think of the green colour. The green colour on the Jaguar. I don't know it. It looks like an avocado bath.
Avocado.
So I'm just going to say teal green.
Teal green, Matt Knight, I'm afraid is incorrect, and you have been eliminated. It goes down to the head-to-head. The two geezers sat opposite
Joe
me.
Joe works with them every day, so he should be better than this. I'm going to go with ocean turquoise.
Ocean turquoise is not a current colour. Mark, you are eliminated. Joe Branton, this gives you the opportunity. There are eight more colours. You could storm ahead here. Okay. Storm ahead.
Sherwood Green Metallic.
Sherwood Green Metallic is not there. You have been eliminated and unfortunately ruined this round that I thought would be quite high scoring.
Jay, can you name all the colours?
I can name.
What are they? What are the other eight?
The colours in alphabetical order, because I did not trust myself to be able to read them otherwise, is three colour sunburst, antique olive, black, butterscotch blonde, candy apple red, crimson red transparent, Mystic Seafoam Knight.
That's what I was thinking of as well.
No, I was thinking of the colour of Nick Reinhardt's Jaguar. Do they still make that?
Yeah, they do. That's the green one with the black plate.
Is that not Mystic Seafoam?
Yeah, that's Mystic
Seafoam. No, it's not Mystic Seafoam.
I think it's the other one. I think it's that other green that you mentioned earlier.
Antique Olive.
Yeah, I think it's Antique Olive.
That's the one, yeah.
Right, there we go. There's also Natural, Olympic White, Sienna Sunburst, Silver Burst, and Sonic Grey. So there we go.
Sonic Grey.
Sonic Boom.
Why would you do Sonic Grey instead of Inca Silver?
Or just Grey? Why would you buy a Grey guitar?
Well, Inca Silver's a great colour.
If that's Silver.
Shoreline Gold, bring that one back. That's what I say. Best car ever.
Isn't Shoreline Gold in it, in a limited edition?
I don't think it's in the pro range. Yeah. But there we go. Anyway, moving on. The my favourite round of episodes past, the product code round.
Okay. Oh, classic.
This is where you normally thrive.
I'm a big fan of the product code round, and I hope that everybody is extremely excited to join in with me. Are we excited? We're excited. Joe Branton, we're going to kick it off with you.
Yes.
Once again.
Okay.
Or maybe we shouldn't. Maybe we should mix it up. No, I don't know.
I know. I like this. No, no. I like this.
We'll start with Joe.
It gives these two idiots.
You like being...
I like to be the one who, you know, mops up from their mistakes.
Well, it doesn't...
I mean, yeah. That would happen whichever way round it was.
Sure.
Okay.
Let them go
Mark
first.
Mark is always mopping me up.
Joe Branton, the... It's
horrendous.
The first one here we've got for you is THRHBG1.
HR. THRHBG1. Wow. I don't know, because THR makes me go think Yamaha.
Okay.
But then I don't know what HB and the B1 could be.
HBG1.
G1. THR, HB, G1. I don't
not
know, so I'm going to go for...
Yeah, there's a lot of dead air. That's why you've got to be a better host. You've got to be more animated. You've got to hurry him up. You've got to say, Joe, come on. You've got to hurry you, Joe.
Yeah, okay,
I'm afraid, Joe, you're out of time. Okay. We'll move it over. Oh. No, go on. Give me an answer.
No, I don't know. So the... No, I don't know.
You don't know?
At all. The Yamaha THR... head. I don't know.
You think it's the Yamaha THR?
Swearable.
I do not know.
You're just going with Yamaha THR head. Yeah. That is incorrect.
Okay.
Matt Knight, it throws over to you.
Cool. Let me just confirm. THR.
Yeah.
I'm HB.
Are you Googling this, Matt?
No, I'm writing it down so I can work it out because that's very clever.
Oh my God. Hurry up.
THR, Yamaha THR head bag for the 100 watt.
Matt Knight, you are in fact correct.
Wow, that was
it
great.
Is, of course, the THR head gig
that was,
bag.
That was great.
Very good.
Very good.
We move over to question two. Matt Knight.
Okay.
M101.
M101?
That's right.
Ooh.
I've always been a big fan of the product code round because it could be any number of things.
Yeah,
it could. That's not a guitar.
You've got to have your right. You've got to have your wits about you.
Think about it, Matt. Matt, think about it.
I'm gonna have to hurry you then,
Matt.
Matty.
Come on,
I'm
dead air, Matt.
Leave him alone. I'm the one who can hustle
foot
people.
Cable.
You think it's some sort of 10-foot cable?
No, I'm out.
You're out. It gets forwarded over to.
No.
It gets forwarded over to Mark Packham. Mark Packham.
No, so, it could be one of two things.
Okay.
It could be... The thing that I don't think you think it is an LTD guitar, the M101, from about 2011.
Okay.
Something like that.
Okay.
That was called an M101, but I assume I'm not going to get points for that.
Okay.
The one you're thinking is the MXR pedal, the M101, but I can't remember which MXR pedal it is.
Okay.
So... I've said this whole speech because I'm hoping I'll get the points for the LTD guitar. Because
but
that was
then you also gave the other option.
Yeah,
you
sure.
So I'm going to push you for one or the other, and then presumably Joe Branton will go with the other one if you get it wrong.
Okay, well, I'm going to say, because it's correct, the LTD M101.
Well, that's not what I was thinking of, so it gets passed over to Joe Branton.
Is it the MXR M101?
I'm going to need the name of the pedal. I'm not going to allow just a brand with the thing that I already told you.
The M101. It's of course the popular MXR M101 overdrive.
You are of course an idiot as per usual. It is of course the Phase 90.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, gang!
How
What's
is
going
it the
on
Phase
here?
90? What sort of ridiculous coding is that? Just call it the P90.
I wonder if it was the first. Was it the first? Must have been one of the early MXR pedals. I don't know.
No, the Phase 45 was slightly earlier, I believe.
Mate, was that the Phase 100? And then they doubled it up and then added a 1?
No, because they had a Phase 100 and then a Phase 45 and a Phase 90.
So do I get a point for the LTD, I think, is what I'm asking.
No, LTD M100. I don't think it was a 101.
There was also a 101.
No,
listen, guys,
rubbish.
You can argue about it all however much you want. I'm in charge and I say... Nil point.
Nil
fine.
You do, however, Mark, get a chance to roll with this product code, which is...
Wait, is this...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's you.
Oh, is it? Okay, cool.
Yeah. So don't worry, you're involved, it's fine, just because you went with a...
Come on, MPAX.
ESP guitar.
I believe in you.
He's going to... Right, okay.
Wait,
so
wasn't the last question MPAX's question?
No. It was Matt's. Matt got it wrong, so it got passed over to Mark. Mark then got it wrong, passed over to you. Right. And if you remember, you also got it wrong.
Did I?
Mark Packham.
Yes.
PS 120 BK.
PS 120 BK.
That's correct.
PS 120 BK.
I've always been a big fan of Mark's stalling.
I'm just thinking. I'd just like to know.
I've always been a big fan.
I mean, Matt actually wrote it down.
Matt wrote it down. Yeah, he came prepared. He wrote some
PS
stuff
down. PS1 is something that's black, I imagine.
Okay.
PS 120 BK.
PS 120 BK.
No news. It's going to be something really dorky.
Knowing me, knowing you,
it's going to be something really dorky. PS 120 BK.
Yeah.
But PS also implies power supply.
Okay.
But then why would they specify the code of the power
supply?
Very
good question. And I have to say, I'm sure that your co-guests on this podcast are extremely thankful for you giving them so many clues.
PS 120 BK. I'm going to go with...
I'm going to have to push you for an answer.
The fact that this 120 also implies power supply because it's 120 volts.
Okay.
So I'm going to say that it is something like a T-Rex power supply in black. So I'm going to go with a T-Rex power supply in black.
You would be incorrect, I'm afraid.
Damn.
Right down to the point where you said that 120 was a voltage. Nobody uses that in anywhere that you would have ever been.
Really?
So that is incorrect. Joe Branton.
Wait, what are they using in the States?
110.
Oh, yeah, but it could fluctuate.
Yeah, but I'm sure that a power supply wouldn't be made.
Well, here's like 230 or 240.
That's because the UK uses one. That's because at one point the UK used one and Europe used a different one.
Yeah, but there's some parts of America you haven't been to.
If I remember correctly, it was... No, what are you talking about?
Have you been to Alaska?
The power grid will be the same. Joe Branton.
Yes.
I'm going to allow this to be passed over to you.
Okay.
PS 120 BK.
Okay, it's tricky. And of course, like, you kind of...
To rock a rhyme.
I exactly what Mark did. I kind of want to flesh out my thought process, but I'm fully aware that that will help.
Listen, none of you guys have seen Pointless.
Yeah,
like,
okay.
only the last person is able to flesh out their answer.
No. Well, we should flesh it out. Otherwise, it's very dead air.
Flesh it out.
So I'm going to flesh it out. So I'm kind of like, yeah, a power supply, that sort of makes sense. PS power supply could also be pitch shifter. But, like, I'm like... Power supply 120. Well, it could be 12. It could be a power supply with 12. A black power supply. I don't know anyone who
Joe,
does other
this
colours.
I'm thinking True Stone.
I'm thinking the
True Stone.
True Tone.
My favourite power supply.
True Tone, who used to be Visual Sounds, and they do some.
Joe, I'm gonna have to hurry you.
Okay. It's. I don't think it's a power supply at all. I think it's a.
Matt Knight, I pass it over to you.
Yeah, fair.
So, my thought process is as follows. I think it is a power supply, but the only company that I know, well, Boss used PSA. PS was generally, usually Digitech had one that was very similar, the 01206B, which was used for the Digitech Whammy.
Correct.
But when they shifted from the Whammy 4 to the Whammy 5, it used a more modern power supply.
Right.
So I feel it's a power supply from Digitech. I think potentially it's the power supply for the Digitech Trio.
Okay, well, Matt Knight, would you believe it? All three of you are absolute mugs. It's not a power supply. PS, my friend, stands for everybody's favourite guitar player in the band Kiss, Paul Stanley. It's an Ibanez Paul Stanley. Joe, I thought you were going to get that, I have to say.
Should have got that.
But there we go. Wow, maybe I've made this a bit too difficult.
This is real tough.
Although I have to say,
really,
I went with...
That was a really good one.
Yeah, I really feel like all of you should have got that. However, Joe, moving it back over to you.
Really?
EXL 110W. And I'm going to need you to be specific.
Okay. EXL...
L... 110
well, W 110 W 110. So it is Daddario. It's their 50 to 110 round wound nickel strings.
That is incorrect.
Okay.
Matt Knight.
Elixir strings for electric guitar. 11s with a wound with a plain G.
Matt Knight, that is so incorrect.
Okay.
Mark Packham, EXL110W.
I'm going to say Daddario strings, 11s with a wound third.
I can't believe how bad you people are at this. The EXL110s are, of course, gauge 10.
Oh, right.
10 to 46 with a wound third.
Right,
I really thought I was throwing in a softball there.
I think you threw in a bit of a curve because you said to Joe, be very specific. And yeah. I was like,
it was the wound third. That was the
wound third is what I wanted.
That's
there.
What was throwing me off.
Yeah. It wasn't Elixir. W I already did an Elixir one. It was the cobwebs, remember?
Yeah, no, I don't know why I said Elixir. I meant to say, because I was looking at on my piece of paper EXL and I was like, Elixir.
Just as a quick tangential summary here.
Is that a word?
Tangential.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. It's when you go off on a tangent, but like it's happening at the time, I think.
Do it.
Tangent.
I'm so glad I normally host this whole show.
Whilst I was looking up...
shower of a show.
Whilst I was looking up what to do instead of cobweb, I ended up on a Wikipedia hole of different types of spider webs, desperately trying to find something that sounded remotely like a guitar string. And honestly, I was there for about 40 minutes. And I was like, wow, these cave spiders are incredible. But yeah, I couldn't find anything that sounded something
web.
I just made it up in the end. I was so bored of reading about it. Right, we fly straight over to... Wait, who's that? Matt Knight.
Yes.
NDM4.
NDM4?
That's right.
Neil Diamond?
Oh, Joe.
The Nuno Betancourt signature Washburn.
That is incorrect, I'm afraid. Mark Packham, goes thrown over to you.
I'm going
to
say it is the latest model of the Ibanez Noodles model guitar, which I believe is the one with P90s.
He is only bloody answered a question correctly.
Boom!
Well done, Mark.
Oh, yeah, punk rockers stick together. Who is going to know an answer about an obscure 90s punk band signature model?
I mean, I would have hoped the marketing manager of one of the UK's leading guitar stores.
That is a current model.
Stock it. It's a current model.
Why would we stock it? No one would buy it.
Stock it because when I was looking up this question, I went on the GAC website because Andertons did not have it. So there we go. We move over to Mark Packham. ED1.
ED1 is the Marshall Edward the Compressor.
It is indeed compressor pedal. Compressor. That is quite correct.
Wow.
So we fly straight back over to Joe B.
Yes.
G2420.
It is a Gretsch. G2420. I don't know what you're
going to
say.
I'm going to need you to be more specific.
They don't have names. They have numbers.
Okay. Well, I'm going to need you to be more specific.
Okay. The G2420 is. I don't know them. So I'm going to go with the Gretsch.
You can,
George Harrison signature model thing.
That is incorrect. Matt Knight. Joe, I'm going to bring it back. What I'm going to say is I need the series and I need the style. I just, because I would have clarified that to Matt, and it's obviously not the George Harrison.
It's because I don't know.
Complete
I just don't
idiot.
Say one. is it a single cut streamliner?
It is not a single cut streamliner. Matt Knight.
Electromatic. I'm going to go with Projet.
Incorrect. Mark Packham.
I don't know, and I'm going to say that it is a Electromatic.
Incorrect.
Bo Diddley.
Incorrect. Oh. It was the Streamliner hollow body, not the single cut.
But the hollow body is a single
no,
cut.
No, but that's not what you were thinking of.
That
what
was
you,
it, the big you, body. I was thinking
you
the
were,
big
no,
body
No, you
one.
Were thinking of the, solid
one
bodies.
100%.
You were thinking of the solid bodies.
They don't do a Streamliner solid body. They're Electromatics. All the Streamliner series is hollow body.
I think he might have beaten you there. They are all hollow body.
Then I'll give you. Okay, I'll give you a point.
Half a point.
He's just downgraded himself by half a point.
Come on, it was a blind guess. I don't think I should.
It goes straight. I mean, no, that's the point. Is, you know, you work it out from here to there, but that's fine. Anyway, we move over. Matty Knight.
Yes.
450000.
500000.
I felt like this one might be a little bit tough because it is just a long number.
I mean, Branton's literally got his entire fist in his mouth, so I'm guessing that he knows what it is.
Is it an Electro-Harmonix looper?
Matt Knight, it is indeed the Electro-Harmonix 45,000 looper. Yeah. And maybe I'll give you a bonus point for murdering Joe Branton.
He did.
Mark Packham.
Yes.
We move over to you.
Do it.
ML1CAP10.
That is the Chapman Guitars Cap 10 Lee Anderton signature model.
Indeed is.
The single worst guitar in all time.
Is indeed the Cap 10.
Joe Branton.
Very well. The Cap 10 Anderton. Well done. Very.
I like
very
that guitar.
Exclusively bought by douchebags.
Easy now. Joe easy Branton. Now. Joe Branton. Speaking of douchebags.
Yes.
Joe Branton.
That's me.
MD1.
When the crowd say both, select.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Is it a bus? Mega distortion.
Joe, it is not a boss mega distortion. Matt, throwing it over to you.
MD. I was thinking Matt Deefy. That's
the one. It also sounded like you just really wanted some drugs because you went MD.
Michael Denker.
I'm trying to think what other brands use a similar boss style code, and I can't.
Is the Mega Distortion not MD?
No, it's MD2. Of course.
I'm just going to simply say pass.
Pass.
Oh, easy.
Just thrown over to thanks, Marky mate. P.
I'm going to say it's like a Behringer or something. No, it's not a Behringer because their codes are longer than that. It is a MD1. What is the MD1?
I'm going to have to push you on this.
I would say the MD1. Yeah. I'm thinking about it. I'm walking into the shop and saying, hello,
into a
sir.
Shop. Hello there, or madam.
Hello, sir, or madam. I would really like to buy a MD1.
Yeah.
Right, here
and
you go.
What do you get handed?
I would say it is a Maxon distortion.
A Maxon distortion?
Yeah.
I tell you what, that's completely incorrect.
Oh.
And let me tell you, I bet our old mate, Mikey Demas, is sat at home screaming.
That guitar's not even out properly yet.
Screaming at the radio. Screaming at his radio because, you know, we broadcast in...
Sorry, Mikey.
Hazelmere or whether it's Elif.
We need to see one in the flesh to know about these things.
I mean, you know, he's
did
only
you
got
just give out Mikey Davis's address on the podcast?
I know, I said Hazelmere, which A, isn't where he lives, and B, is a town.
Right.
But it's not like one guitar road. Hazelmere.
Oh, the guitar district.
Oh, I love Guitar Road.
So we fly straight back over to Matty Knight. SW201LHBK.
Sorry, SD1.
No. Matt, you have to listen if you're going to get far in this world. SW201LHBK. We've talked about
black.
We've talked about this a number of times on the podcast.
Yeah,
because
I'm sure we have.
I have very few stories which I'm ever able to recount, and I'm gonna have to push you.
I don't know. Some sort of.
You gonna take a punt?
Yeah, I'm gonna say some sort of LTD left-handed in black.
That is incorrect, and unfortunately I have to pass it over to Mark, who as soon as I said it smirked at me because he knows the answer.
This is a Stag acoustic guitar. The SW201 is a classic Stag acoustic, left-handed in black.
That's correct.
Which also I think was in the basket for the retail price index.
It was indeed. It was in the Office of National Statistics used to send a geezer around to the shop once a quarter, and he never remembered what I looked like, but it was me he spoke to every single time, and he always got freaked out when I would say SW201LH in black, still the same price, mate, and he'd look at me like I had just told him the next week's lottery numbers. It was absolutely,
I love that.
I never knew that.
I love that was someone's job. And this was only 5 years ago or something. They didn't just look at it online. They went, what we do is we're going to employ someone to go to every shop and ask about like one thing in their store and ask them what the price of it is.
It's so mad. Yeah. I'd really be interested to know how you end up on the committee that decides the relevant basket of goods for an average home is, and how often is someone buying a left-handed black dreadnought.
How has that made it on the list?
Well, completely, it has. Anyway, unfortunately, Mark gets thrown over to you once more.
Yes.
And your final product code.
Okay, hit me.
VT1000.
Oh, the old VT1000.
Oh, here we go. He's walking down the street again. Here we go. I get off the train and I walk down the street.
I'm thinking about what is a VT1000.
Yeah.
And I'm saying that it's probably a guitar product.
Guitar product.
With the name
VT1000. I'm going to throw it straight over
I'm
to
thinking
Joey B.
It's probably,
no, you're out of time.
Well, that's ridiculous.
Well, Go on, say something.
Okay, it is a VT1000 made by... it's probably made by a company called Vox.
Okay.
Valvetronics.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing the VT1000 was an amplifier that they made.
Joe Branton, VT1000.
That was actually quite a good bet, sort of, at the whole Valvetronics.
Well, because all the amps were called like VT120 and stuff. So.
Yeah, exactly. But I don't know anything called the 1000 in that series, so I'm probably not going to go for it. Mate, I don't know. Is it an acoustic made by the company
Knight,
Vintage?
Throwing it over to you, finally, the VT 1000.
I am just going to randomly say the Digitech Vocal Trainer.
Man, I really, maybe I've over-egged this slightly.
I mean,
of course.
I did quite well in this round, so.
You did do quite well in this round. It is, of course, every guitar shop needs one. Upstairs in the old amp testing room.
The orange valve tester.
Of course.
There we go.
So there we go. Nobody gets the points there, I'm afraid. Yeah. So, I tell you what, we're absolutely flying through.
We've got 20 minutes left of the quiz, roughly.
Crikey.
Can you fit your rounds in?
Gonna have to fly.
We'll probably run over. We'll run over a bit. It's the quiz.
So, okay, next up.
Packham. He always wants to finish on time.
I'm just saying, all the ones I've done have finished spot on time and have been beautifully presented.
Well, I think Jay's doing a phenomenal job while I was doing it.
Well, the only reason I'm looking at Facebook is I'm bringing up the next question. We actually have a guest question.
Phoned in. Oh, God, no. I hate our listeners. I don't want to answer a question by one of them.
From sunny California. Hopefully this will work. Let's see if it does. If you're ready, you're all gonna listen.
Who's answering it?
Good question. I've got three. How are we gonna do this?
Let's start with Joe.
I think we just if anyone knows.
Matt's on a time delay, remember?
Oh yeah, okay, we'll start with Joe. Okay. Go on, then. Ready, Joe? This one's for you.
Hit me.
I wish I could.
If the other two are easier, I won't be happy.
Hey, guitar nerds, this is Ryan from 60 Cycle Hum, the guitar podcast. I have a quiz question for you, and here it is, short and sweet. What is the scale length of the 1990s Fender Made in Mexico reissue of the Duosonic?
21.5.
So, Ryan's question there is, what is the scale length of the, whatever he said, 90s reissue Duosonic? And yeah. You said?
21.5.
Let's see what Ryan says.
Here's the answer to my quiz question. The scale length of the 1990s Fender Made in Mexico Duosonic reissue is 22.7 inches.
No!
The original Duosonic from the 60s was 22.5 inches. And for some reason, when Fender did the reissue in the 90s, they added 0.2 of an inch for some reason.
That is an excellent fact. Thanks, Ryan. Bye.
Thanks so much, Ryan. I really appreciate it.
Can you repeat that for people who are hard of hearing like me?
Could you not hear that?
No.
Well, this is going to be tough when it comes to your question. Yeah.
It was, what did you say,
22.7. And I think the reason that it's slightly off is something to do with the difference between metric and imperial. I think that it might be a Japanese scale length, but they wouldn't have used inches. They would have used... metric, and then when it was brought over to the US, they were just like, oh yeah, well that's what it is. I think it's something along those lines.
Right, so we're going to play Matt's question into the microphone, but we might have to repeat it because Matt doesn't hear the audio from the microphones.
Does not hear the audio from the microphones?
No, he hears it from there.
He hears it from the laptop.
Oh shoot, that's a good point.
We need our listeners to hear more, so yeah. Play it into there. And
we can repeat it for Matt's ears.
Oh yeah, that's bad, isn't it? Okay, let's see what happens here.
Hey guys, this is Blake from the Tone Mob podcast. I don't know if any of your listeners know what that is or who I am, but hello regardless.
I'm
a guy who talks on the internet and is obsessed with fuzz pedals, basically.
Because using this as an advert.
Yeah. Jay contacted me like 5 minutes ago, and he wanted me to come up with a question for you guys. So hopefully this one is fairly easy. I anticipate that it will be because I'm not that intelligent, but here it goes. Here's my submission for the Guitar Nerds quiz. Name the electrical engineer who is associated with such acts as Jimmy Page, the Yardbirds, Jimi Hendrix, Jeff Beck, who also put his circuit boards into spaceship-shaped enclosures. Who could that be?
Matt's nodding. He feels like he's got it. Matt, what are you saying?
Did you get the question?
I heard the question absolutely fine. And actually, I would have got it wrong if he hadn't have added that last piece of information on at the end. Roger Mayer is the answer that I'm going for.
You're going with Roger Mayer. Let's see if you're correct.
All right, drum roll. I don't know which one of the nerds got this question or how this was formatted, but I'm sure if Matt Knight got it, he probably knows the answer. The answer is Roger Mayer, most famous for the Octavia circuit, and I'm looking at one of his spaceship-shaped pedals to my left as we speak, or as I record this, rather. But Roger Mayer is the answer. So, thanks for having me ask a random question on the show, guys. Take care.
Very good.
Oh, Blake, thank you very much.
Go on then. Blake. Who have I got?
How was that? Right, so let me just get back into position. Matt, I'm afraid I'm not going to hold the thingy up to the thingy now.
That's okay. I can sort of just about hear it, but as long as the listeners can hear it, that's the main.
That's right. What did you do? Oh, you gave him un point. Let's see if... Hello? Oh, yeah, there we go.
You're hearing a man fumble around with his with mobile phone.
Let's see if this works. Oh, my goodness. This is...
This is a great idea.
I like it. The execution, you know, 4 out of 10. But the idea, 9 out of 10.
Yeah.
Could have got some better guests to get the full points.
I was pretty happy with Brian. I love his beard.
His very nice beard.
It's strong.
It's good. How difficult is it to find a thing and push a thing?
No, I found it. I want to make sure that I'm ready.
You're just checking
to go.
The football scores at the same time.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. You ready?
Yes.
I believe in you.
Hi, this is Perry from Ormsby Guitars. My question for the nerds is, yes! What is Carina? And how was it invented?
I think that's one of his kids knocking about.
I was
going to
say,
background.
Background, yeah. What is Carina and how was it invented? Do you know what? I don't feel confident to... I mean, it's... As far as I'm aware, or I thought it was just a wood, type of wood.
Okay.
But I couldn't go into any more detail than that. When he says how it was invented, wood sort of just grows out of the ground, doesn't it? So... I don't know how it's more... Matt, you can't take the...
You can't take this one. I'm afraid you get one each. And you've had your
fine,
one.
But can I give an answer anyway?
I haven't finished my thing yet.
Let the impact...
I was going
to
say...
I'm going to say it's some sort of... It's something to do with compression. So it's taking a regular piece of mahogany or something and in some way growing it in a compressed state to change the density of the wood.
Okay, that's what you're going with.
Yeah.
Let's
hear Matt's answer first to see if he doesn't get any points.
No, I know.
Let's hear what he says.
Matt.
Did we talk about... I'm sure we talked about this with Perry.
Oh, really? Ah, he obviously is favouriting you here then.
No, before Perry, we've spoke about this years ago. I'm sure we have, and I think it's something to do with like a different type of tree, like a manufactured tree, in the sense that it was specifically grown for this particular purpose.
So that's so what like I said. Yeah, like taking a mahogony tree and doing a different thing with it.
That's not really what you said, but Perry has... This is quite a long thing, but it is quite interesting. So we're just going to give everyone a little chance and I might turn it off halfway through. We'll see.
DJ, spin that wheel.
So back in the 50s when Gibson released the Flying V, the Explorers and the Modern, they decided to use a different timber to the usual Honduras mahogany that they would use on solid body electrics like the SG or the Les Paul. And they had this timber called Afara, or Terminalis superba is the scientific name, but it's most commonly referred to as limber, and that's available in what's called black limber, which has black mineral streaks through it, or white limber, or just plain limber, which is clean of the black streaks. So to try and avoid a situation where Fender may, or any other guitar manufacturer, may find out what they are actually using, they invented the name Carina. And that meant that nobody could research it, nobody could find out where it was coming from, and nobody knew what it was. They even went one step further. The lacquer that's used on those guitars has a slight tint to it. Now, I'm not sure if it was actually slightly stained directly to the timber, or if the tint was added into the colour, like they would do, for example, on a sunburst top, they would spray a bit of yellow and then they spray the red around the edge. So if you look at one of those old vintage 50s Flying Vs, Explorers, etc., they've got a very yellow tint. Some of that's come from age, but most of it was because that's how they were originally. And it wasn't until decades later that somebody has seen a broken headstock, seen the raw timber that hasn't been lacquered or stained, and noticed that, oh, it's got this bit of a greyish tinge to it. That's actually limber. And that's when we all discovered that the Flying Vs, Carinas, and of course the handful of Moderns, I think there were three made, were actually made from limber and not this invented name called Carina.
No sign off.
So, no,
just like, I've dropped the science. I'm done.
That's it. Yeah, he literally dropped the mic. I reckon there. Oh, so man. So that's your answer. Is
so they took a bit of wood that we knew what it was. They did something to it.
No,
and then
no,
so,
they didn't do anything to it. They made it up. It was all points. It was all marketing spiel.
Give me the points.
So Matt Knight's the only one who gets a point from that round.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well I should have got Matt
as Knight. Blake expected.
Yeah. Yeah.
There we
good.
Go.
I should have got half a point for that.
I know him. Anyway, we're moving on to the next round. I'm going to try and fly through these, but, you know, we'll see what happens. This round is what I was
What's
hoping.
It called? What's it
this
called?
Round is called So You Call Yourself a Guitar Nerd Uh-oh. Round, which means this was supposed to be the difficult one because I thought you'll be on quite a lot of points by now. But, you know, that's fine. We'll see how we get there. Joe Branton, this one goes out to you.
Thank you.
It's a subject that is dear to your heart.
Yes.
Ernie Ball, Music Man, Signature Models.
Yes.
Which artist had the first?
Steve Lukather.
Steve Lukather is incorrect.
Oh!
Matt Knight,
it
passes over to you.
Oh, so sure I'm right.
Now, I'm going to go with Steve Morse.
Matt Knight, you would, of course, be correct. Steve Morse.
I don't even know who that is.
Steve Morse, 1987.
Who is that?
The Steve Lukather.
Can I have a look at your screen to see what the guitar is?
No, because we don't have time. No, I can just...
Steve Morse looks like a silhouette, basically.
Steve Morse was in... Steve Morse has been in Deep Purple.
Deep Purple. The popular BBC drama.
Steve Morse has been in Deep Purple since 1994.
Inspector Steve Morse.
He was not... He was not in Deep Purple in 1987 when this guitar first came out.
Right.
Was the
guitar purple?
No, because he wasn't in Deep Purple at the time. Oh. He was in a band called the Dixie Dregs.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, yeah, I don't know who that is.
When did the Lukather come out then?
I think it was 88, if I remember correctly. So, yeah, it was just the one year later.
It was 1 year.
Yeah, you were close.
But the question wasn't in
half
what
a point?
Year did the
half
Steve
a point?
In, no, the question wasn't in what year did the first Ernie Ball Music Man
Can
come
you get
out?
Within 1 year of the Ernie Ball Signature Models coming out?
Can you get within 1 year one. Of the name of the per no, Joe,
okay.
No.
All right, fine. Say a
Matt
word,
Knight.
1 point.
Matt Knight, and actually, I'd forgotten about this question. I'm also glad that Matt has got this question because we talked about this just last week, and I know that either of you two would have got it. Matt Knight. Last year, Dan Electro announced a range of products under the Billionaire sub-brand. How many pedals were released in that range?
Ooh. Four pedals and a battery box.
That is correct. And I'm gonna start with you, Matt. I will give you a bonus point if you can name them all.
Actual names, I can't. I can tell you. I probably has to guess at what the effects are, but I couldn't give you the actual names, so I will pass.
Mark Packham,
the Rocky Road, the Fish and Chips, the Tuna Melt,
yep.
And the Black Licorice.
Congratulations on making yourself look like a dingo, Joe Branton.
The Filthy Rich, the Big Spender, the. That's it. That's all I got.
That's all you got. The other two are the Pride of Texas and the Billion Dollar Boost. I will give you half a point though because you did get two. You did get
that's,
two of them.
That's not what the
thank you.
How you laid
thank
out that
you.
Question? You said you get a point if you get them all.
Yeah, and how many did you get?
None.
Okay.
I named four Dan Electro pedals.
Yeah, but you didn't name any of the four that I asked for.
In fact, if anything, you should have a point removed for being so facetious.
The better pedals.
You should feel lucky because it does actually say here, bonus point for each one named. And the only reason that I didn't allow a bonus point for each one named is because we talked about them last week.
Fine.
And Mark, I have to say, had you been paying attention to the meaningful conversation that myself and your old mate Joe Branton were having, you would have remembered.
I mean, I have to run the show and... God damn, does it show that I'm? That's what I'm normally doing.
Listen, I think Jay Cross is doing a fantastic job.
Listen, sometimes it's nice to just sit back and relax.
Yeah, you should sit back and relax more, Mark Packham.
Mark Packham, question three.
Sit back and relax in the next room. We'll
100%.
Carry on over here.
Speaking of Mark Packham not paying attention to anything, Mark Packham, question three. A couple of weeks ago, during a Patreon episode, we looked at the Gibson Custom website. We talked and lolled about some of the comments on the most expensive guitar on that site. At $23,499, what, Mark Packham, was that Mark Packham, guitar Mark Packham, called?
I can't remember.
He can't remember.
It was a Les Paul.
Incorrect. Joe Branton, over to you.
Wait, I was just formulating some ideas.
What are you talking about?
I didn't finish my... No, I was just saying it was a Les Paul. I was talking to myself.
Absolutely not. Absolutely. Absolutely not.
I'll tell you what it was. It was a hollow body, and it was called the... L5.
That is, of course, incorrect, and it gets thrown over to Joe Billy Branton.
I don't even remember this Patreon episode.
Was this before you stopped drinking?
Possibly. Maybe okay. In the changeover.
Okay, Matt Knight, goes over to you then.
I think, and I'm pretty sure the name is wrong, but I'm sure the name is close, it's the Citation.
Matt Knight, you are a true... guitar nerd.
Wow. Matt's absolutely killing this quiz.
How about that? Fantastic work, I have to say. Well done for paying attention to what your mates are saying when they're talking, Mark. Anyway, back to Joe Branton.
Yes?
Since the release of the Spider Fives, oh my god, okay. Like,
are you ready?
See how difficult this is.
It really does show the fact that
another cobweb joke related? No,
yeah, it's cobweb.
Which spider?
since the releases of the Spider Fives have gone down the route of more in-depth modelling.
Terrible sentence.
Yeah, yeah. Since their release, the Spider Fives have gone down the route of more in-depth modelling.
Yes.
Gone but not forgotten are the six basic sounds that had made up the core of the Line 6 Spider sounds.
We've had this question
what
on a quiz before.
Are they?
And I think I got it. I think I got it because I have absolutely no idea, having never owned one.
Six
core sounds.
So I will go clean, lead, crunch. No, I don't know. Metal. I'm out. Yep.
You're out. Okay. Yeah. Well, you need to name them all to get 1 point. So that's incorrect. Matt Knight.
Clean. Crunch. Lead. Insanity.
Oh. Wouldn't have got that. You got four. You got two more.
Metal.
And.
Oh,
Matt, I'm gonna have to hurry you.
Matt, stop making weird noises.
And I'm gonna say twang.
Matt, you're incorrect. Mark,
okay,
I'm not gonna. Yeah, you're incorrect.
Come on, Mark, I believe in you.
Clean.
Yes.
Tweed.
Yeah, no.
Recto. Insane. Crunch. And there's one more that I'm struggling with. Clean. I'm going to go with lead.
Okay, Mark, you are incorrect. Recto, it was on the Spider 1. It wasn't on the 2.
Oh, okay.
However, I would have accepted it had you got blues and twang.
Twang is twang, not
clean,
tweed.
Clean, twang, blues, not tweed. Crunch, yep. Metal, and insane. Yep, I would have accepted Recto.
Hold on. What were they?
You didn't say twang, and you didn't say blues.
Matt did say twang. Oh, no, he didn't say blues or Recto.
You didn't say blues, and it wasn't Recto. It was insane.
First ones had both on, I think.
In that case, they didn't have metal.
Yeah, they never had metal. They had Recto.
But anyway, whatever it is,
well done everyone on that one.
Well done for all being as bad as each other. Matt Knight, in a career that spans more than 45 years, name the legendary engineer. Another engineer question. Name the legendary engineer who served in both the U.S. Army, the U.S. Navy, Gibson, Fender, and Seymour Duncan.
Wow, that is impressive.
That is quite the career.
Ooh, engineer. I'm going to go with the answer that I thought I had for the other one. I'm going to go with Eddie Kramer.
That, Matt Knight, is incorrect. Mark Packham gets thrown over to you.
Didn't think of anyone else.
I'm going to go with an engineer
who served, I guess you don't work, served in the US Army. Well, I mean, you do work, but, you know, served in the US Army, the US Navy, and then worked for Gibson, Fender, and Seymour Duncan.
Is it Ted McCarthy?
It is not Ted McCarthy. Okay. No.
McCarthy, sorry, not McCarthy.
It is, of course...
Wait, you didn't let Joe Branton have a go?
Oh, yeah, of
course.
Oh,
I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I just sort of assumed that he wasn't going to
know. Don't bother.
Pickups.
Oh, Abby Ybarra.
It's not Abby Ybarra, no. It's Seth Lover.
Seth Lover, right, okay. Fine.
Seth Lover. There we go.
That was a tough question.
I was also thinking of recording engineers than actual engineers. Not that I'm making excuses.
Oh, yeah, what, in the Navy? What?
He did a bit of recording in the Navy. Engineer.
Yeah, well, that is
recording those subs.
I mean, Seth Lover didn't make pickups in the Navy, did he?
Yeah, fair enough.
Maybe. How'd you know?
Shouldn't you be like, you know, sailing or something? Making pickups, mate.
Mark Packham, this one goes over to you.
Yeah. Does it? Wasn't it me?
No, this is you. Yeah. It is you, yeah. Gene Parsons and Clarence White of The Byrds invented which niche guitar device?
Which niche guitar device did they invent?
Honestly, it's so infuriating.
Just stop doing it. I really like Matt's
little expression there. That was really good. That listeners won't be able to see, of course, but Matt just did a fantastic arms cross and then looked up into the air as if looking for the words to come to him from the heavens above.
That's what I'm doing. That's what I'm thinking about. Gene Parsons and...
Clarence White of the band The Byrds.
And Gene Parsons invented...
They invented something.
Yeah.
They did. They invented something niche.
The thing is, I'm trying to think of the thing
what
that Gene
be?
Parsons
what
and Clarence
about it?
White...
The Byrds. What were they known for?
I mean, was it a...
Come on.
I'm sure, you know, that, but did they invent it? They used 12 strings, but they didn't invent those.
Okay. Is that your answer?
No, it's not my answer. That's what I'm just thinking it out.
Right, just thinking it out.
They also...
Thinking it out.
Used some, like, effects and that.
Okay.
I'm going to say not 12-string guitars.
Oh, my God.
Because they didn't... invent
oh my
those.
Actual god
I'm thinking
I'm going to throw it over
probably.
To Joe Branton
wait
no way
it's been like 10 minutes
the electric 12 string guitar
incorrect Joe Branton this one goes over to you
I actually do know this one as well so fidget spinner plectrums
Matt Knight Gene Parsons and Clarence White of The Byrds
I don't know who The Byrds are
invented which niche guitar device
okay. there's one niche device that I'm thinking of, but it was invented by a different band.
Okay.
So I'm going to go with the Jangle Box.
The Jangle Box, Matt Knight, is incorrect, Matt Knight. Gene Parsons and Clarence White of The Byrds invented the Parsons and White pull string, a.k.a. the string bender.
The B-bender.
The B-bender.
Oh, swag.
How about that?
That's cool.
Well, there you go.
there we go. So
you learn something from the answers, but not us answering them.
No, that's the point. You know,
that's right, listeners.
We're
it
here
is
for
informative.
Fun. We're here for a good time, not for a long time.
Well,
we're
I mean, I can see that. I've picked up one point in the last three rounds.
You shouldn't be looking.
Oh, how many rounds are left? Because we're up over an hour.
I don't care, Mark. This is my quiz.
I mean, I do, because I have to go home and edit this.
Well, I'm hosting, and I'll take as long as I need.
Yeah, Mark.
We're going to fly straight back over to Joey B.
Yes,
I've lost
are.
My place. Here we go. In what year... did the US Patent Office eventually issue Gibson's patent on the PAF humbucker?
Oh, I didn't know they ever did. 1961.
1961 is your answer.
Yes.
That is incorrect.
Yes.
Matt Knight.
Oh, Matt, just say a year.
Let's I'm going to go
let's
with...
Let's get through this.
1968.
That is incorrect, Matt Knight. Mark Packham, this one goes to you.
I'm going to go with 1976.
Honestly, what is wrong with you people?
When
it didn't take that long. It was 1959.
Oh, well, there we go.
Only took 2 years.
I thought there was going to be something where it was like patent applied for, and it was that for like 25 years or whatever, and then it finally got granted.
Yeah, I knew I had the patent applied for sticker, but I thought that went out throughout... the entire Les Paul career.
Yeah, me too.
No, I think it became one of those sort of heritage things. Or alternatively, knowing the way that these sort of guitar companies work, they probably just ordered way too many of those stickers and then just 100%. Carried on just boshing them on there. You know, because whatever, why not? Matt Knight, this one goes over to you. Dark Glass Electronics. What country are they from?
Oh.
And I mean the company. I'm not talking about, you know, which country. I mean... Maybe most of the products are made there. I'm not sure. I should have researched, but I didn't. I just looked up where the company's from.
I don't know, but I'm gonna I'm going to hazard a guess just because of one of the people that demos them. I'm going to say they're a British company, but Matt, I don't think that's correct.
They're not a British company. No. Mark Packham, this
I'm
going
go
to
go with Lesved, Sweden.
They are not Lesved.
Okay.
Joe Branton, this one goes to you. I'm assuming you know this because you like Dark Glass.
No, I don't. I think they're terrible. I kind of like mids. You know, I like mids. Like, I have no affiliation with this sort of 90s obsession with scooping your sound.
Okay.
Massively overrated. Czech Republic.
Incorrect. They are from Finland.
I knew it was up there somewhere.
Not Finland.
Seriously, how many rounds are left for this quiz?
We'll see how we get there. There's at least, well, I actually
basically
had,
the points haven't moved for ages, but there seems to just be an everlasting list of questions.
Three more rounds.
Wait, but I don't like the fact that the boys can see the points.
I don't like it either. I'm really trying to hide it.
I won't look anymore.
Matt,
I won't look.
It doesn't take much adding to get up to zero.
Mark Packham, this one is for you. And this is in rebuttal to a criticism, can you believe it, that we received from last week's episode.
Okay.
Apart from the 59 distortion, name one other Zvex vertical pedal.
The one with the bull on it. The fuzz with the bull on the front of it, which is called the bull... The Mantor.
Come on! Come on!
This is great. This is great because what you're doing there is you're giving clues to the others and you can't get it.
Minotaur Fuzz.
The Minotaur Fuzz is in fact correct. Well done. Of course it's not correct. Joe Branton, this was for you.
The Super Duper.
The Super Duper.
2-1. No, that's horrible.
I'm just going to double check. The Super Duper.
No, it's not.
No, they've never done a Super Duper in vertical. Matt Knight, this one goes over to you.
Are we talking about the new vertical series or the mini vertical pedals that came out beforehand?
Oh, Matt Knight.
All I've said is vertical.
Okay, well, the pedal that Mark was talking about was the Fuzzalo, which had the bull on the front. Yeah, yeah. But they also did the Fuzz Factory in the vertical range.
They did,
as well.
Indeed. Also, the Box of Rock and the Channel 2 Boost, so, and maybe some others that I'm not going to look at because they're further down the page than I care to go. So there we go. That takes us to the end of that. We're going to go on to...
We've got time for one more round.
So all of this stuff that I spent all this time doing, it's just sort of whatever
is
it.
What round are you going to go for? I had to cut two rounds. We're going to go with
NAMM 2018.
Yes! Oh, great.
Two questions each.
Wonderful.
We're going to start with Joe
Branton. I literally couldn't tell you who's in the lead on this quiz, by the way.
I don't remember anything.
We're going to start with Joe Branton.
You didn't even remember your own name when you were there.
Joe Branton, name one of the three. This is fairly open.
Please
name
let
one
it be about the cocktails that I drank.
Name one of the three cocktails that you threw up whilst Mark Packham held your hair up and rubbed your back and told you everything would be okay. No, name one of the three new Thorpe effects pedals.
Because they all have military names.
Okay. Name one of the three.
The...
Any one of the three. There was three.
Field Medic.
The Field Medic is incorrect. Matt Knight, I throw it over to you.
There is one just called The Medic.
It's not one of the new ones. It's all... No,
it is.
You're incorrect.
The EQ.
Is what I'm going to go with. You're incorrect, I'm afraid.
They're all army themed, aren't they? The Commander.
Also incorrect.
Oh,
Jay, when did the Medic come out?
The answer is Team Medic is what you were both thinking of. The Team Medic Boost, the Veteran Dual Fuzz, and the Fat General Compressor.
That's what I was thinking of, the Fat General.
There we go, we all got there. Matt Knight, name three of the new Fender pedals.
The Benz, the Pugilist, is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah.
And the... Oh.
Come on, Matt, you can do this. Where were we?
I can't remember the other drive.
Places that we went. Come on, you can do this. Matt, we went there.
I'm going to have to push you.
We went to the place.
I'm going to have to push you.
Hold on,
Joe shouting in my ear does not help.
Stop yelling. I'm going to have to push you.
I'm going to say the Fullerton.
That is incorrect.
Okay, so passes to me. I'm going to go with the Benz, the Pugilist.
He's just named three different ones.
and the Santa Ana.
Yeah, there you go.
We didn't go to Santa Ana.
Yes, we did.
No, we didn't.
Oh, didn't we?
You know, you didn't.
we went to San Luis Obispo. That's where the Music Man Factory is.
Joe literally doesn't know where he's been.
I mean, I sat drunkenly in the back of a car and eventually puked on myself.
You could have gone with the Santa Ana, the Pugilist, Marine Layer, Mirror Image, Level Set, or indeed the Benz.
Fair enough. I gave Mark two of those answers.
Mark Packham,
Yeah.
Name either of the new Chase Bliss pedals.
Oh, God. It's not the Brothers, because that was the one from last year.
That was last year.
It is the Warped Vinyl version 3.
That is incorrect. Joe Branton, this one goes over to you. Matt Knight, this one goes over to you.
It was the Condor and the Therme.
Wow, he's got both of them, but I'm only going to give him the 1 point. However, here's what I will do. I'm going to throw this one open. I'm going to give Matt a couple of seconds ahead, and then I'll let you two join in for an extra point. How many dip switches are on the back of a Chase Bliss pedal?
10.
Incorrect.
9.
8. Incorrect. 7. 6. 5.
I thought it was 8.
You're all incorrect.
I genuinely
it's 8 it side. 16 dip switches on the back of a pedal.
I didn't realise it was a second side as well.
What are you... What, you just start reading and then stop halfway through? Stop when you get to the power supply input. No, there's 16. How about that? Bloody mental. So, back to you, Joe Branton.
Yes.
What is the new innovation announced this year by Taylor?
It's called V-bracing.
V-bracing.
Which I thought was very hilarious.
Yeah, you're quite correct. It is, in fact, V-bracing. Matt Knight, this one's for you. Name the three sizes of Origin amp that Marshall announced this year at NAMM. That was a great chuckle. Dear. That was a great chuckle. I reckon Matt, when he gets old, he's going to have a banging chuckle.
Jay, can you write down my point?
You never wrote down Joe's last point. Oh, did you? Okay,
yeah,
fine.
Yeah, I did.
Nearly got away with that.
I don't know.
One
question. But I'm going to hazard a guess at 20... 50 and 1.
That's incorrect. Mark Packham, it goes over to you.
I'm going to go 5, 20 and 50.
That, Mark Packham, is in fact correct. Mark Packham,
you
this
can't
one...
do that very well.
I know. This one... I normally have an app, but I've got my phone on silent. So
This last one's for you then. Stonefield announced the absolutely ridiculous Stinger.
Oh, what was it called? Oh, the Stinger, yeah. Okay.
You just gave him the answer.
What scale length is it?
Oh, I'm going to say it is...
Bearing in mind that if you get this wrong, it goes over to Joe.
Oh, sure, sure. I'm going to say it is... 14.5 inches.
That is incorrect. Joe Branton, you better get this right now.
Yeah. You're getting paid to get this answer right.
Hey, it's not my signature model. So,
well, it's not 14.5. Is it longer? Is it shorter?
Yeah, it is. It's,
yeah?
It's longer.
Yeah, it's longer.
Yeah, it's, yeah,
oh, it's longer, he says.
Oh, he's confident about that.
Well, how long is it then?
I think.
How about the bass?
I think it's an 18 inch scale.
18 inch? You think it's 3.5 inches longer?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that goes some way to show you how much you think 3.5 inches is, my old son. Incorrect. Matt Knight.
It is 21. 21.5.
21.5. You think it's 21.5? It's actually bang in the middle of you two, except not bang in the middle, slightly closer to Matt Knight. It's 20 inches. There we go. Nobody got that one right.
There we go.
So here's what we're going to do. We're going to do one last round, and this is going to be a final point blitz.
Right.
You're going to have to be a lot quicker than you were first time round.
Fine.
Name any colours currently available in the ranges of Epiphone SL, Les Paul Studio, and Les Paul Standard. This is like current ranges, not...
What were the three? SL.
SL.
Yeah.
LP Studio.
Yeah.
LP Standard. Okay? Oh. We're going to go around quickly and judge's decision this final. Okay. Because if you go like, oh no, Gak has got some exclusive... No, I don't care about that. Don't care about no exclusives.
Sure, sure.
Yep. I want them from the main line. Joe Branton, starting with you.
Mojave Burst.
Is incorrect.
Heritage Cherry Sunburst.
Heritage Cherry Sunburst. Matt Knight, you've got Un Point. Mark Packham.
Black.
Black is...
Ebony.
Okay, fine. Yeah, there we go. Matt Knight, back to you.
Oh, am I out?
That's the point. No. Why did you go with something so dumb to begin with?
I thought I was right.
Whether this one counts or not, but I'm going to say Warren Brown.
Warren Brown, mate. It's a studio. Yeah, I did say studio. Yep, studio. You're in, Matt. Mark Packham.
Warren Cherry.
Warren Cherry is, in fact, a one. Yeah. Matt Knight, you've really done yourself out of one here, Joey.
I have, haven't I?
Matt Knight.
Two-tone sunburst. That's not right.
Two-tone sunburst has never been a Gibson colour.
No, I was thinking it was a sunburst, but it's not called two-tone.
Mark Packham, this one's on you now. You've kind of got free range.
We've had Heritage Cherry Sunburst, haven't we?
Are you going with Heritage Cherry Sunburst?
Well, no, I'm asking you to clarify.
No, you've
got to already
just
had it.
Say.
We
say
have
this.
Had we have had Heritage Cherry
say
Sunburst.
Okay. Stop stalling.
Desert Burst.
No.
Oh, well, there we go.
Well, there we go. So that was another complete waste of time. You guys have missed out all your options to get points boosted. There was also some...
The thing is, I could have just gone yellow, but you wouldn't have accepted just yellow.
I wouldn't have accepted
yellow.
You
would have needed
yellow.
The actual colour. And I have no idea what the actual colour is.
There's two
the
yellows.
Called?
There's Sunset Yellow from
the
SL, and there's Dirty Lemon.
Dirty Lemon.
Yeah, so you could have had Alpine White, Bourbon Burst, Cardinal Red, Dirty Lemon,
Ebony. Isn't
there
a tomato?
No. Gold Top, Heritage Cherry, Pacific Blue, Pelham Blue, Sunset Yellow.
There's that pink as well.
Trans Black, Turquoise, Vintage Sunburst, Warm Brown, Warm Cherry.
Isn't there a pink in the standard?
Sure, why not? Don't know. So there we go. There was also some listener questions. We're not going to do them because we've run out of time.
I want to put it out there. I think... the points go Mark Packham, me, Joe Branton.
There we go. Well, how about this? You three talk amongst yourself for a couple of minutes.
To first,
while I announce. While I
first.
No,
third.
You just got to talk while I.
Okay. Well, I'll close off
the
episode.
Very close between
let's
me
pass
and
it over
Joe.
To Mark Packham. Go
well,
on.
Have you got a list of the Patreon backers there?
Did you send an email with them?
No, I actually did not. Maybe just look at last week's email, and then if we've missed you, if you've joined us, our Patreon tier, which I know at least one person has, we'll read you out twice next week. So if you've enjoyed the quiz this week and you want to hear more, we're going to be doing some quiz fallout over on the Patreon episode. If you want to hear that, patreon.com/guitar nerds, where from as little as $1 a month, you can support the Guitar Nerds podcast. $5 a month gets you access to an extra episode of half an hour every week, plus access to exclusive interviews and series like Joe Branton's Rant On. For $10 a month, you become an executive backer like these people have.
And you get your name read out in one breath.
You get your name read out in one breath
on,
by Joe Branton, all the usual. Sorry, I'm thrown off my game. You know, I'm not really been warmed up by the episode. I need a bit of fluffing. So the episode, the song in the background is this one. Tell us what you thought of this episode. facebook.com/groups/guitar nerds forum. You can also follow us on Instagram and Twitter @guitar nerds. I think we're about to break the 13,000 follower barrier on Instagram, right? Something like that.
How astute of you.
Indeed. You can also check out some new videos that we're going to be shooting this week over at YouTube. youtube.com/guitar nerds videos. J Cross, who won the bloody quiz?
I have to tell you, I didn't realise it was going to be quite as difficult as it was. I really did think that
I thought it was great.
I thought I'd struck a balance there between difficult and interesting. However,
you underestimated my stupidity.
Who would not know what the PS100 120 BK is?
I thought that was fairly good to go with. BK is obviously black, so that means it's a guitar. PS, oh, I wonder what PS is. Maybe it's someone's name. Paul Stanley, yeah, he's got a bunch of guitars. 120, yeah, why not? PS120, Paul Stanley, bloody lovely.
Who won the quiz?
In third first place.
What do you mean third first
place?
Well,
I was the first person to be third.
The last place with 7 points.
wait.
Seven and a half points.
Can we also point out that I think I think I picked up as many points from round two to the end as I did in the first round, where I actually did okay, which was the idiot round.
Yeah. Joe, you
perfectly
got,
suited.
You got in the first round, you got 3.5 points, and in the subsequent 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 rounds, you got 4.5 points. No, you got
3.5 points. Surely,
1, 2, 3.
Have you just done me out of a point?
Oh, wait. What have I done here?
So I've got...
So you got 7.5 points.
4, 5, 6, 7. Yeah, 7.5. That's what I said.
I thought you said 7 points.
No, 7.5 points. In second place with 12 points.
Oh, I just saw... This is so close.
Is Matt Knight.
Yes.
Meaning that in first place, by one meaningless half point, in fact, it was the half point that I gave him right at the start. I don't know what it was for. Oh, it was like when I split a point between the two of you.
Yeah. Just cancelled it out, so I won either way.
No. Mark Packham finishes first with 12 and a half points.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
I'd like to... Steve,
I have to go back to that. A book to prove it, you know, Stephen Hawking's football boots, that doesn't get a point. Unbelievable.
I'd like to...
It's exactly the same as The Office. 1.5 point.
I'd like to...
Separates the winner.
I'd like to give a huge shout out to our contributors this week. Ryan from Church. Blake from that website that you posted.
That weird shed that you hangs out in.
And Perry from Gibson. Thanks so much, guys, for tuning in and writing in questions. I really appreciate it. Thank you also to the 10 or 12 people who wrote in listener questions, but Mark Packham did not want to answer.
Well, why don't we do a little mini quiz in the Patreon. With the listener questions.
Listen, Mark. The time's gone.
We're doing it in the Patreon.
Maybe.
What we're doing. Patreon, listener questions,
I like to
mini
not
quiz.
Any more questions.
Mini
My
quiz.
Brain hurts.
Who's going to win the Intercontinental belt when I've obviously got the big gold championship and I'm the king, so see you
next
week.
He's the king of the swingers, hey?
Oh, God. Why have you done this, J Cross? He's going to be like this for weeks.
I'm the king and you're the sorry people, so...
Well, I mean, I wrote the quiz, which surely makes me like the key master.
I won the quiz. See you next week. Woo!
Cheers, gang.
Bye.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.